and welcoming each other. And one of them also says, I surrender, Sharanagatam. Please give me shelter, or I take shelter of you, O Krishna. Varnyatam Tato. Krishna does all that. Swagatam. Swagatam Bhadramastuvaha. Saumya Agata Kashit. You are such a gentle personality. We welcome you. How is Uncle Kamsa? The inquiries are being made here. But we would like to know, so what's the... anything that we could do? Is any definite purpose of your visit this time? Is this... we would like to know. And then Sri Shuka Uvacha, which is like Akrur Uvacha, Akrur is speaking. Prishto Bhagavata Sarvam Varnayama Samadhavaha. Says Bhagavata Krishna, Krishnena, Prishta inquired. Then Akrur discloses all the plans, all the intentions, evil intentions of Kamsa, or even how Kamsa attempted to kill Vasudev, and it was only Narad who intervened and saved the life. But he has been shackled, he has been arrested. Vasudev has been arrested, and many people he's thinking of arresting, killing, driving them away. So like that, this Zakru disclosing all these facts, confidential news communication. He was not supposed to do all this, but he's doing it. Shrutva akrura vachaha Krishna balasya paraviraha. So when Krishna and Balram heard all this, they only smiled. Oh, he wants to die himself. His days are numbered now, for sure. The Lord's made up their mind too. One who tried to kill their father Vasudev, and he's thinking of killing others, and of course there he's thinking of killing Krishna Balram. So they smiled. And of course Nanda Maharaj, he is not aware of all these confidential reasons and the news and what the developments are taking place in Mathura, what the purpose is. So it's not only Akrur, not only Krishna and Balram were invited by Kamsa, but he had invited Nanda Maharaj and all other coward men and boys. And so Nanda Maharaj is spreading the word, he's making announcements, he has arranged to, he's an Gopan Samadhishat Sopi Graihatam Sarva Gaurasaha Gaurasaha. All the milk products, take them as a gift. Yujatam Shakatani. Get all the bullock carts ready, load all the milk products, and we will leave for Mathura. So announce this. So party has gone. There are people in homes and towns and villages. This is their duty, their announcers. They go to the square in the village. They may sometimes climb up some rooftop or tree and beat the drum. Hey! Beat the drum. In my village, I know. They beat the drum. People gather and then announcement is made. Then the person walks to the next square and he gets everyone's attention. People know that person when he has some announcement. They all gather around him and the announcement is repeated. And the whole village comes to know. So Nanda Maharaj has made that arrangement. Yashyamaha sva madhupurim dashyamo drapate rasan. Part of the announcement is, yes, we leave for Madhupuri tomorrow. And dashyamo, we will offer drapate rasan, all these milk products, for the pleasure of our king, Kamsa, will offer this. Draksha maha sumahat parva yanti janapadaha kila. We'll also experience a wonderful festival. Our king has organized a grand festival in Mathura, wrestling match, fire sacrifices, and whatnot. Food for life. Because that's where we're taking all these milk products. And we'll be able to see the big town. We have never seen Mathura. We only stay in a village. Sometimes we go to the forest. That's it. We'll see big city today or tomorrow as we go. So get ready. Gopya, so this was a good news for most of the residents of Nanda Gokul, except there's one section of the society, and that's gopis. Everyone else, everyone was informed. And many were able to go, men and boys and ladies, especially young girls, they don't get to go. So for them this news was not a very good news. Ramakrishna Purim Netum Akruram Rajamagatam. So they were not very happy. Oh, this Akrur, oh, he is the one who has come to bring our Krishna and Balram to Mathura. He's so cruel. His name is Akrur. He's not Krur, but he's such a cruel person. It's going to break our hearts. It's going to take our life away. He's our Prananath. Krishna is our Pran, our life. And he has come to take our life away. We're going to be lifeless. So they had hard time all night long. They are sleepless night. And when they got up next morning, everyone got up. Some were excited that they would get to go to Mathura. Many were getting ready, ox carts and all the milk products loading was on. Akrur was getting the chariot ready, decorating also. That was meant for Krishna and Balram. So many, many of them are very happy, excited, looking forward to that day's trip. But gopis, it was a different thing. Noontime, they would be meeting every day, going to Kusum Sarovar, picking up flowers, making Vaijayanti Mala, then running, rushing to Radhakund, offering garland, having all water sports and so many pastimes. What would happen to that today? And what about tonight? And who knows for how long this is going to last. So when everyone got ready, all gopis also got ready only to attempt to stop a crew from taking their Krishna and Balaram. And they were doing everything possible to check the progress of the chariot, not let it go, holding the wheels and even catching hold of a crew, manhandling him. Some gopis were, who do you think you are, you know? Oh, get down. And some were with the horses, all the way in the front, all surrounded, hundreds and thousands of them. But Krishna and Balaram were seated already in the chariot. And it's there. They're begging, praying, pleading, please don't go, please don't go. But finally, yeah, Lord, he did not say directly to the gopis, but he asked one of the devotees, Brajabasi, name not mentioned, to pass on the news to the gopis. Let them know. He just said just one, two words. I'll be coming. Just inform them I'll be back very soon. Just now coming. Just now coming, just let them know this. So that was the only communication Lord made. And Akrur was signaled, okay, proceed. And against all the protests and odds and obstacles, the gopis all around, chariot moves forward. And other carts also gradually follow, raising lots of dust. Gopis stood there like a pillars, motionless, speechless, only looking and looking, even praying, may there be thunderstorm or let there be some kind of blockage on the road, flood, or let the trees collapse and something, let something happen so that he would not end up going. Let him return to us. But no one took their side. And So Krishna went to Mathura.